Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world. I am constantly inspired by the young people I meet who see a problem in their community and instead of screaming into the void, take meaningful steps to offer solutions that help the people impacted. My guests today, Samuel and Julie, are the leaders of CLIP, which stands for Creating Legal Immigration Pathways, a student-run organization that helps non-citizens in their California community to find accessible pathways to obtain United States citizenship. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited. I have two new friends to introduce you to today. I have Samuel and Julie, and they are involved in an organization called CLIP, which stands for Creating Legal Immigration Pathways. I'm really excited to learn all about this. Hey guys, thanks so much for being here. Why don't you introduce yourselves, take turns. Julie, why don't you start? We'll go alphabetically.
Okay, so my full name is Julieta Rangel, but I usually go by Julie. I am 17, I turn 18 in a few months, and I'm a senior at Granada Hills Charter High School in their IB Diploma program.
Great, and how about you, Samuel?
Yeah, my name is Samuel Avendano. I am also a senior at Granada Hills Charter High School, a part of their IB International Baccalaureate program. And we're both based in the San Fernando Valley in the greater Los Angeles area.
Amazing. So tell me all about this. How did it get started? And then what is the work that you all do specifically? Start from the very beginning.
So CLIP was founded a few years ago at the school by students who saw like a need for an organization that could help people with pathways for naturalization. And earlier this year, we adopted it after seeing some progress through the years.
CLIP has been, over time, Julie and I have been working to not only expand it, but increase our outreach people within our community, because we also understand that with the shift in tides regarding recent political changes, we understand how we also have to adapt to such changes too. So along with giving more immigration support, we also thought that it's essential to provide more resources while continuing being this accessible platform. So along with our social media, we also do a lot with in-person outreach, making sure that we're able to connect to other high schoolers and other teenagers within the local San Fernando and Los Angeles area who may be interested in joining CLIP and being a part of a movement that goes far beyond our area.
Amazing. So just so I can understand, are you helping young people like yourselves in terms of their naturalization process? Are you helping anyone in the community? Doesn't matter their age.
Yeah. So we kind of have different parts to CLIP in which we have different somewhat programs or different structures around. One of our main structures is to help anybody within our community who are looking to be naturalized or who are just simply in or who want to learn more about the naturalization or immigration process. But we also have a part that focuses on gathering community members, specifically younger high school or age community members, to be involved in the action themselves. Because one of the main reasons on why we continued CLIP and also expanded CLIP was to also allow high schoolers like us, teenagers like us, to be more involved with this ever-changing problem. And so more recently, Julie and I have been working towards expanding our program to allow other high schoolers to join, especially within our own school. We've been able to grow a team in which we meet weekly, two times a week, to discuss our organization's plans and what we can do as a team to move forward in the future.
Yeah, and I was at an event recently where I told them it's a organization run by students, also founded by students who's trying to help students be engaged in this sort of process.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. Listen, this impacts so many people, right? Generations of people. But I feel like the young people are in particular being hurt by this. So can you speak to this a little bit, Julie? You know, Samuel mentioned sort of changing tides of this whole situation, this whole issue, since January. And I would imagine a year and a half ago or 2 years ago when this was all founded, you were still doing important work, helping folks to figure out how to find legal appropriate pathways to citizenship and naturalization and all of that good stuff. But now since January, you have this added pressure of raids and things like that, which I'm sure is impacting your community pretty deeply, and it's very upsetting. So how have you seen your work change since January?
Well, we've tried to shift more towards advocacy. Originally, we worked mainly with people who were already permanent residents. And so to shift towards helping people who may be illegal immigrants, we opened up our faculties to also helping them translate documents, you know, any documents you get in the mail that may be confusing. We have seen those before. We can help you get to understand what those are. Anyone who needs translation, anyone who needs contact with a lawyer, which is some of the stuff we were already doing, but just expanding that past naturalization and helping anyone who could use that help. Any sort of consultation that you might be charged for with a lawyer, anything we can do to help without charging is so impactful, we think. And also just like having that space of advocacy, we've upped our presence on social media. We've been reposting and putting our own stories out and highlighting stories in the San Fernando community of things happening, you know, those who have been affected by immigration raids, or how recently we put one out about students and coming back to school and what that looks like when students are being stopped outside of their schools by ICE, and how to stop yourself from feeling that fear of going outside, but also to feel secure in your community. We are just trying to be that voice of calm in the storm.
Right. And you raise a really good point. These resources may be available out there on the internet. Sometimes they're not translated. Sometimes they're not really super accessible, or someone doesn't even have internet. But sometimes this stuff costs money, right? If you have to contact an attorney to get advice on these documents and how to get through this process, and you don't have the resources to do that, the fact that you are offering these things for free through volunteers is so, so powerful. So Samuel, tell me more about that. Do you have attorneys who work with you pro bono? Translation and all of that is fantastic, and interpretation. And I understand that you all speak two languages, which is very helpful. But what, if someone actually needs professional assistance, are you able to provide that? Do you have fundraising that you're able to pay so that someone doesn't have to pay? How does all that work logistically?
So a lot of our, well, to go on your most recent point in regards to fundraising, a lot of our funds do come from grants in which we have received before. So from Bezos to Call for Kindness to a recent one that we got with Carnegie, all those grants eventually come as a reflection of CLIP, in which we're able to invest in not only expanding our resources, but to also expand our outreach, and now even being considering to help pay towards that immigration process. But in regards to the other part in which we actually seek for pro bono legal help, recently, Julian and I, along with our plans to expand CLIP, have been focusing on outreaching to more local organizations in regards to partnering with them and making sure we can have that pipeline, that pathway towards having a pro bono legal immigration service that's more professional. So recently, Julian and I have been able to work with organizations such as CHIRLA, which is the Coalition for Humane Rights in Los Angeles, along with other law firms and pro bono attorneys within the Los Angeles area, who we've been able to consult with and get their advice regarding certain situations we've had, and even connect them with clients that we deal with, and then connect them to each other and help them eventually take that step forward towards that naturalization and more legal-ish part of this whole process.
So, Julie, tell me exactly what are the resources that you have. You have a website folks can access, which is bilingual, I would assume. You have social media. How do people find you?
So we have a website. Any business card of ours has a QR code to this website. It's very accessible. It does have certain sections are bilingual, but the rest, like the information pieces, are bilingual. And then on there is our email. You can reach out to us. We focus a lot on one-on-one work. So like if someone is reaching out, they need help with the case, you can reach out to us in whatever language and we will find someone to translate in terms of translation. But we also do social media. So we're on Facebook looking for people in groups, or on Instagram reposting things, keeping people updated with local news. We are on LinkedIn, I believe. And so on both social media. Also, we have an office that we invite people to come to if they feel so comfortable, and office hours. But with a lot of what's happening recently, people are scared to come in person. So we also do online meetings. We have, I think, a Calendly on our website where you can just schedule an online meeting at whatever time, and we will meet virtually or through a phone call or whatever.
Do you have a team of people? So it can't just be the two of you, right? You're in school. So if someone requests a meeting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you're in school, do you have a lot of other volunteers and people can sign up to say, yeah, I'll meet with that person online? Samuel, how does that work?
Yeah, so a lot of our actual team is a school team. It's a school-based organization, which we are running through our local school environment. But we also have a way in which we use the information like Calendly on our websites to schedule meetings at certain times in which we are for sure available. And so like for school especially, that takes up a majority of our time. So we try to work out dates that work best for them in regards to what days and what times work available for them. And so like for Julie and I, we both know that school days are almost impossible to attend to simply because of the hectic schedules that we both have. And so a lot of our clinic days, because we hold weekly clinics on the weekends, are intended to be on days that may be less busy for us and less busy for a client. And so we specifically do Saturdays or Sunday clinics given certain times, just so that people who are interested in our services and people who may need that legal immigration help, that they can come on times in which they may not be busy, and we're for sure free to assist them.
Right. And I would imagine these are folks who are working multiple jobs and have their own children. So again, you know, scheduling this time is really challenging. Again, this process is so complicated and so labor intensive and takes such a long time. And we have this expectation that people who don't have a command of the English language, maybe don't understand the legal system, that they're just going to be able to figure it out and navigate it on their own, which is basically literally impossible, right? So, Julie, I was wondering if you have any good stories for us to kind of wrap up of someone or some number of people that you've helped, that something really clicked for you all where you said, wow, the work we're doing is super important. I don't even know if, since you've only been kind of working on this for a year, if you've actually seen anyone navigate through the system and become a naturalized citizen in that amount of time, because I know it takes so long. But is there anyone you can think of who you guys were able to help, which really felt like a success story?
Yeah, so recently we had one of our first clients finish the process of naturalization, and I didn't work with this client one-on-one, but I had seen like the process of going through that, and I'd seen his process specifically, and a lot of it does end up being just, you know, waiting around for, you send in a document and then you wait for the results to come back. But he had finished all his documentation with CLIP, and then he practiced for the exams with our past co-founder, and then he got his citizenship. And I remember my past co-founder Stephanie showing me a photo of his like ID or his passport, and I was like, this is actually making an impact. This is actually happening. It's right there.
Absolutely. Hopefully you'll get an opportunity to go and watch the sort of swearing in ceremony where they, you know, let them become citizens all together in a room and they give them a pin or whatever it is, but it's very symbolic. But what a beautiful and exciting moment, right? Like that's what this is all about. Well, Samuel, Julie, this is really such important work. And the fact that you're just two young people who have busy lives and you're applying to college and all of the things, that you're in the trenches here doing this work. I know that it's been very fraught in Los Angeles with ICE and everything. And I'm, you know, wishing you all the best. Don't be disheartened. You know, you're doing really important work for every person that you help, right? That's a family that you're helping, right? The ripple effects of that are huge. Samuel, can you tell everybody where people can learn more and follow and maybe reach out and donate or get involved? Give us your website, your social media handles, all that good stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So as Julie previously mentioned, Clip is online almost everywhere on social media. We do have an Instagram and Facebook. It will be at Clip Citizenship. That is our handle name, at Clip Citizenship. In regards to our website, we recently updated our website. So it's clipcitizenship.org. Again, it's clipcitizenship.org. And on that website, you can find our calendar links if you want to set up a meeting. You can find our Clip emails in regards to like wanting to reach out during emails. And you can also find a more like inquiry form, information form that you can fill out to learn more about us or even join our team in the future.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And there are folks in cities all around the country, right, who want to help. And maybe they can set up, a branch of Clip in their town and help folks there. Well, Samuel, Julie, this is really wonderful work. Keep doing it. I'm so proud of you. And I'm wishing you the best of luck with all of it. Thanks so much for telling us about it today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you are inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.